There's your coffee right there.
Where am I?
Here, I want you to drink this. Then I want you to take a shower. Then I want you to get dressed. There are your clothes right there. And then I want you to go see the woman about the job, okay? Today, you promise.
What would I do without you nagging me all the time?
You really want me to answer that?
Yeah, I've been getting in kind of late lately. We haven't had a chance to talk or anything.
Well, don't worry about it. There hasn't been a lot to say.
Is everything all right with you?
Yeah.
Is school good?
No, that never is.
Have you been asked to the prom?
No. Not yet.
When was the last time I told you how beautiful you are?
About yesterday?
Hey, turn around.
What?
You know what? Come on, let me see this outfit. Is this your latest creation?
Uh-huh.
Zip. My God, what did that cost you?
Oh, about $15 for the shoes, secondhand, and I made the rest.
Unbelievable. I was thinking maybe that you could do something with this, maybe put some ruffles up here.
Come on, get up. Really, I mean it. This means a lot to me.
Honey, I'm perfectly happy with what I'm doing.
Perfectly happy with part-time work?
No. That's why I'm getting up.
Okay. I'll make you some breakfast.
Hi, Kate. How are you doing?
Fine. How are you?
Good.
Good morning. Welcome to another day of higher education.
Hi, Jackie. How are you?
Not all that bad, considering I'm in this dump.
Come on.
You know, this is a really volcanic ensemble you're wearing. Really marvelous.
Volcanic?
Well, you know, hot, dangerous.
Did you go to class today?
Well, I don't know if I'm emotionally ready.
I'll go for it. It's virtually painless.
Excuse me.
I gotta go, okay? I'll see you at lunch.
Okay, well, listen, I'll call ahead to the cafeteria and make a couple of reservations, you know, two by the window.
Sure.
Well, no, you don't like it from the sun. Okay, something else. Listen, may I admire you again today? Ladies, listen, I may be able to work out a deal where either one or the both of you could be pregnant by the holidays. What do you say?
Some argue that the New Deal saved the capitalist system, and as evidence that the Roosevelt administration was trying to avoid excessive governmental power, rather than implant socialism. In his first act as president, Mr. Roosevelt enacted the Emergency Banking Act, and he refused to consider nationalization.
Where'd you get your clothes? Five and dime store?
Correct. Is there a problem, ladies?
No.
Andy, is there something going on between you and these ladies?
No, not that I'm aware of.
I'd like to apologize on behalf of Ms. Trombley and Ms. Hanson. These two young ladies will be thinking of you tonight as they write a summary of the chapters that we've just covered.
Great. Excuse me?
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with me. I mean, I'm fine. Can you just forget about the chapter?
Yes?
We'll take the chapter.
Fine, let's go on. The Emergency Banking Act.
See you guys later. Well, Andy, you look ravishing. Sue's graduating in a month. Now, I don't even know when this you and I are going to get together and do something.
Try never.
Well, I'm talking about more than sex, you think.
No, you're not.
You know, I've liked you for 4 years and you treat me like shit. You know, I don't understand that. What's your problem?
Can you get off of my car?
You know, I've been out with a lot of girls at this school. I don't see what makes you so different.
I have some taste.
You're a bitch. You know, I think you ought to see a doctor, because that condition of yours can get a lot worse.
Requirement.
I have this girlfriend who didn't go to hers, and every once in a while she gets this really terrible feeling, you know, like something is missing. She checks her purse here, she checks her keys, she counts her kids, she goes crazy, and then she realizes that nothing is missing. She decided it was side effects from skipping the prom.
I don't know. I mean, part of me says just go and get it over with, and this other part of me says it's a stupid tradition, and what's the point?
Well, you know, you could say that life itself is a stupid tradition. Don't analyze it. Just go. Put that back!
You missed my eye by an inch!
Half an inch.
This ain't the public library, Lifefingers. Get it. Tracks, what do you want?
Tyrone, you blow.
Yeah, I'm working. Leave me alone. That's thrilling. I cook for you. I do your laundry. I sleep with you. Now you want to ride to work?
Please. Grow up. Take the bus. Take a cab.
How you doing?
Just take your
fine.
Good.
Can I help you?
Yeah. Yeah. Can I get your opinion on something here?
Don't.
Maybe.
Maybe. Oh. Is this any good?
Oh, the things I take for sticks and stones, Tyrone.
It's hot.
Sticks and
white
stones.
Good, I'll take it.
Okay, that be cash or charge? American Express Platinum Card, maybe?
Take a bus to the zoo.
Cash.
You know, every time you go to the John, you lose IQ points. It's Walter Mondale.
And 750. Did you change?
Thanks.
Hello.
I don't need a bag.
I don't want it from you.
No.
I can't do these things for you.
Thanks.
Enjoy it.
Thanks.
Bondage has no place in my life. Since when? Since I spent the night tied up in the back seat of your car.
Okay, so how many times have you let me in?
I never let you in. You know that.
So you see what I'm saying?
I don't know. What are you saying?
What I'm saying is my girlfriend is in there, and I'm out here. Well, she's a girl, and she's my friend, so she's a girlfriend. But she's in there, and I'm out here. I mean, you're a sensitive, sexually potent kind of guy. You gotta know how that hurts.
Well, let me ask you a question, seriously. Why does she come here knowing I don't let you in? Huh? Think about it.
I don't know.
All right, my advice to you is, dumper, loser. You don't need that. You see what I'm saying? You see the point I'm trying to make? Love's a bitch, Doc. Love's a bitch.
Ain't it the truth?
Oh, it's the truth.
High five.
All right.
Go for it.
You want to try a cigarette? Come on.
Sure. Oh, debate.
Hey, honey, let me ask you a personal question. If you worship the duck, why don't you hang out somewhere he could get in?
Nice, just... dice man. Hey, say hello to the wife and kids. You know what I'm saying? See, the dice man is dyslexic. He gets everything backwards. So he meant to say was, like,
it's
if
okay,
I worship...
Jackie.
Okay, because you're sure? Because if he offended you, I would gladly clean up this parking lot with his
butt. I'm fine. Don't worry. You here long?
Nah. 3-4 hours. You have a good time at least?
Uh-huh.
Oh, good. That's good. Now, what now?
Ben.
Yours or mine? Ours?
Nice try.
Okay. Can you at least give me a ride home?
Yeah, I get in.
Can I, like, put my head in your lap? Oh, wait. Can I rest my head on your shoulder and let you steer?
Get in, Ducky.
Okay.
These houses are amazing, Duck.
Hey, first million I make, I buy you one. I hate this one.
They're so beautiful.
Hey, you want beauty? Look in the mirror. This whole tape is horrible. I must be going through, like, a hormone thing, because every song I listen to is making me sick. I mean, why can't I find a decent song here?
That was my favorite.
Are you deaf?
The house.
Oh, yeah, that's a nice little crib.
I wonder what it's like inside.
Well, what difference does it make?
You know what the really sad thing is, though? I bet the people that live there don't think it's half as pretty as I do. You know what I mean?
You know, Annie, I'm just don't write love songs like they used to. I'm angry about this now. My evening's shot. It's driving me home now.
Well, the reason I came over, I mean, other than I'd been planning to come by and just say hello, I wanted to talk to you about Andy.
Yeah?
I mean, she's an incredible individual. I mean, you know that. I mean, I'm there for her. Whenever, however, I'm there. You can rest assured that she's covered. I don't want you to worry, because my only future plans are to make sure that she's taken care of.
That's nice of you, Phil.
And I'd like to marry her. Oh, well, not today, but eventually, I figure.
Well, does Andy know how you feel about this?
Oh, no confirmation on that just yet. I mean, I'm laying the groundwork and everything. You know, I'm thinking in terms of housing, you know, food, basic needs type of stuff. But I'm picking my moment.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, you understand, right?
Oh, sure. I felt the same way about somebody myself.
Oh, a girl?
A girl. I loved her and I married her. And one day she just split.
Oh, wait, this was Andy's mom?
Yeah.
Oh.
So I haven't seen her in 3 years, you know, and but I still love her just as much as I ever did, you know. I mean, you can love Andy, but that doesn't mean she's going to love you back. I mean, it doesn't mean she won't, but what I'm trying to say is you can't make it happen, you know. It either will or it won't. It's all in the heart.
Oh, yeah, sure. I'm cardiovascular. Yeah, I understand. I've been to school.
Yeah. Well, I got an appointment with a vacuum cleaner. Got to go.
Hey, you're on a whole home improvement jag here, aren't you?
Yep. Turning the old life around.
Oh, well, hey, more power to you. If Tina Turner can do it, Jack Walsh can do it, too. Well, thanks for taking your time. I appreciate it.
My pleasure.
I'm off like a dirty shirt.
Tina Turner. Mm-hmm.
We just got these glasses in. It's really,
Yeah, I didn't like that album I got the other day.
What?
The record.
Oh, the record.
Yeah, I thought it was a little too,
Too hip, maybe?
Yeah, a little too hip.
Well,
Think you can recommend something else, sort of less political or something?
Lionel Richie?
Yeah.
Tina Marie, Madonna.
Madonna. It's awfully deep.
Yeah, very deep. But she's got such great style.
Yeah, listen,
That's the alarm. Can you hold on a second? I'll be right back. Here, read this. It's really good. Don't listen. No, you can listen. Hold on.
What is this?
Hi, how's your day? Baby pumps out about 300 decibels, huh?
Oh, could you do this?
Well, I'm not sure. I mean, I was just using your powder room, and I decided not to disturb you, so I was going to go out the back door. But I guess I must have touched something.
How'd you get in here?
Are you mad?
Yes, I'm mad. There are public bathrooms all over the place.
I'm not nine, Andy. I know that. It's the end of the month. They're out of toilet seat covers.
Glenn, what are you doing?
Hey, buddy. What's up? Nothing. Hanging out.
So what are you, shopping for records or something?
I guess.
Did you find anything?
No, not really. Not really.
Well, are we going to shoot some trap or what? Because, I mean, if we're going to shoot, we got to shake it.
I don't have any place to go. I like coming here. Excuse me very much.
It's okay. I'm sorry for getting mad at you. I got to get back out in front, okay? See you later.
Thank you. night, 605, Becky Dale, I'll give you a call. 615, Becky Dale again. Call me, okay? Andy, where are you? It's in the dark. Give me a call, okay? It's 628.
Please call. Please, please.
This is Ducky. Are you really home and just not picking up? Because if so, I feel like a giant asshole here. It's 631. Give me a call, okay, please?
Ducky, I'll just talk to you in the morning, okay? Bye.
One egg over medium, and I fed the dog.
What did Daddy feed you, huh?
Your egg, madam?
Oh, I don't eat eggs, Daddy. Here, why don't you go in and eat it? I'll bring you your coffee and juice, okay?
Okay. Since when don't you like eggs?
Oh, since about birth. Don't worry about it. Hey, you never told me why you were up.
Well, it's morning. Oh, you mean when did you have to drag my ass out of bed?
Okay.
Well, I got a job.
No.
Yeah.
Where?
Well, I'll tell you after I start.
When's that?
Soon.
I'm so proud of you. You got the job.
No big deal.
Yes, it is a big deal. It's a very big deal. I gotta go, okay? I'm gonna be late for school. You tell me all about it tonight. I'm so proud of you.
All right. It'll be real good.
Popular out here, either.
I don't know. You just fine inside.
I don't know. I'm not really into all this shit, you know?
Yeah. Oh, I really liked your computer trick. Clever, huh?
Terribly clever, yeah. Terrible.
Are you late for something?
Yeah, I am, as a matter of fact. But I mean, it's no big deal. Listen, do you wanna go out Friday?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Sure.
Yeah. Okay. Sure. 7 o'clock, okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
Great. Great. Well, where do you live? I'll pick you up. Where do you live?
Oh, I know, I'm sorry. I'm going to be working on Friday, so you can just pick me up at the mall.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye.
See ya.
Hey, Blaine. How you doing?
Hey, buddy.
What are you up to?
Not much. Going to class?
Well, I started outside.
So?
So, what were you doing?
What are you, my mother? Come on, I gotta go. I'll see you later.
Blaine, what's going on?
Nothing.
Well, not nothing. I mean, I saw you talking to that chick. What's her name? Eddie or something?
So, what do you care?
Listen, my best friend is conversing with a mutant, you know, and I'm curious. I don't think that's any reason to get defensive.
I'm not defensive. Just happen to like her, right?
Listen, all right, it's, you know, it's your life. It's none of my business.
You really don't think she's got something?
No. I really don't. I'm sorry. You're going to be late, buddy.
Okay, the Warsaw Pact is a treaty that was signed by the Soviet Union at 7 East European satellites, okay? And what it did was it established a mutual defense organization as a counterweight to NATO. Ducky!
Huh? What? Well, what I put?
You wrote the Warsaw Pact, the pact is named after Warsaw.
Uh-huh.
So a teacher's just gonna know that you're bullshitting?
Okay. What about the rest of it?
Well, the Russian Revolution did not take place in Germany.
Ow. Well, it was Karl Marx then.
He was a German.
Well, there you go.
Yes, but his being German doesn't have anything to do with where the Russian Revolution occurred.
Okay.
Okay, Ducky, can I propose something to you without you getting upset or angry?
That depends.
On what?
I don't know, I just said that. Go ahead.
Well, I propose that you're deliberately flunking your courses so that you can stay in high school.
Yeah, you're. Why would I do that?
I don't know. You tell me.
Well, I'm not, so there's nothing to tell.
Well, you know, you're not always one to face things.
What's this when? What am I not facing?
The future.
Well, whether or not you face the future, it happens, right?
You run yourself down. Why do you do that?
I'm not running myself down. You think I'm running my... I don't think I'm running myself down. Why? Because the way I dress? Because I can laugh at myself? That's called a sense of humor. You should get one. They're nice.
What are we going to do next year?
Well, according to you, I'll still be in high school.
No, I'm serious. I mean, that day has passed in, 8 years where I didn't see you or talk to you at least 20 times?
Well, that's devotion.
I know. And even though I sometimes get angry, you know that I secretly love it.
You see, I knew that.
You know, I hope I'm not the only in the world that knows what an incredible person you are.
Well, at this point in time, I'm afraid you are, honey.
Okay, I'm going to get something to drink, and then we work, okay? You promise?
Oh, you bet.
Okay, what do you want?
Oh, beer, scotch, juice box, whatever.
Okay.
Oh, God. I love this woman. I love this woman, and I have to tell her. And if she laughs, she laughs. And if she doesn't love me, she doesn't love me. But if I don't find out, oh, I love her too much. Love is real. Thank you. Real is love. You're a wonderful crowd here, you know that. Love is living. You're fabulous. I do love you. You're gorgeous. I love your hair. Love is feeling love. Love is wanting. She's gonna laugh. Would I blame her?
Here you
go. Shit. Honey, thanks. But I'm going to split, you know.
Why? What about your paper?
That's what I'm going to do, you see, because, I mean, if you help me, thanks a lot, but it won't be my work. It'll be bogus. And, you know, I guess I'll see you in the AM. Hey, drinking and driving don't mix. That's why I ride a bike.
What's the deal? Are you going out this weekend?
I don't know. I'm not sure yet.
Mm-hmm. Why? What are you going to do?
Stay home.
Yeah? You going to study again?
Probably.
Mm-hmm. Would you put that out?
No.
Well, you study so much, it makes me ill. I just don't see the point.
You don't?
Mm-mm. I don't want to work in a record store my whole life.
Yeah? What do you want to be, a doctor?
Oh, my God.
Okay, let's go, everybody. Get your lights, please. Thank you. Bullmeister? Bissette, Pisano, Gulong, Yorkland, Seaton, Fox, Penfield,
What was that, Miss Holman? I said I hope they shrivel up and fall off.
You hope what shrivels up and falls off?
Her breasts, Miss Deeds.
Shut up. You are out of here, Holman.
Bye-bye.
Bye, girls. So, do you share your partner's attitude?
No, I don't. Excuse me, Miss Deeds.
You've only got a couple of months left. You're doing extremely well in your courses. And I think your chances of getting a scholarship are excellent.
I know this, Mr. Donnelly.
Why are you in here now?
I don't know. I guess I just got a little fed up.
With what?
The way that we get treated.
Look, you're getting a top-notch education here, and I just don't want to see you throw it away.
I'm getting a better education than I deserve. I'm lucky. I'm fortunate that the good people of this community allow me to attend the school.
Again, you are misunderstanding me.
No, I understand everything, Mr. Donnelly. I don't need to have it explained to me. I live it. It's just sometimes I get a little upset and I lose my temper. I just don't like to see my friends getting dumped on or punished for defending themselves.
Well, we'll just forget about this whole thing, okay?
Okay. What about Jenna?
She's off, too.
Thank you.
Andy? If you put out signals that you don't want to belong, people are going to make sure that you don't.
That's a beautiful theory.
Andy! What happened? And I came as fast as I could. I cut out a whole mic and everything. Was it really bad?
No, it was nothing.
Are you upset?
No, I'm not.
No, yes, you are. I can tell your eyes get all squinty and everything. Listen, I know just what to do to make you feel better.
I feel fine.
I want to take you away this weekend. Do you fish? Okay, then we can go right now.
Class.
Tonight at 7, and I won't take no for an answer.
Try, please.
This woman is suffering inside. That's all there is to it. Yo, man, next time I'll kick her ass. That'll be that. I'm just kidding. It's a joke. How about that stock market? My broker is E.F. Hutton, and E.F. Hutton says, you see, never works. It never works. I've never seen it work
twice. Oh, God!
So this is what it looks like. This is great. Hey, wait a minute. Wait. You got doors on the stalls. They're not stuffed. Wait a minute. We don't have none of this stuff in the boys' room. Wait a minute. We don't got none of this. We don't got doors on the stalls in the boys' room. We don't have, what is this? We don't have a candy machine in the boys' room. We don't got none of that. None of that. I'm sorry. No, I want the principal here. I want him here this instant. Oh, now. This instant. I'll wait. Thank you.
What have you done? This, you have to subtotal first. I tell you this every time, you never listen.
One more tune and it's off to enjoy a terrible relationship. Furrier next door loves this.
Awkward. They all spoke so gentle, yeah. It makes it easier. It's all so easy. You got
Evening, young ladies. This is a very good tune. My mother used to sing this. This is Otis. I love Otis.
We're closed.
You know what an older woman does for me?
Changes your diapers.
Touche. No, seriously, though. You're a very smoky alternative for this. It's a duck man's loving knife. Shall we?
You ever had one of these?
I don't think so.
Come on. Let's plow. Do I offend?
Andy, hon, listen. It's after 7. Don't waste good lip gloss.
I know, Iona.
I mean, I don't mean to be a bitch or anything, but I don't think Mr. Wonderful's gonna happen tonight.
I don't know what I'm doing.
Wishful makeuping.
Wait, you babes are like talking a sign language that the old ducker here just does not understand. Would you mind filling me in here? I'm a little confused.
She got stood up, twerp.
Stood up? Wait, how's... Wait, I'm here! Is this like one of those feminine mystique deals or something?
He showed.
Andy?
I'll get that.
Ducky, I'm really sorry.
What is this, you're gonna go out with this guy? I mean, is this, you know, like a date or?
Yeah. I mean, you like him. He's not like the other guys. Seriously.
No, what? Man! You really pissed me off, you know, because you really shit all over everybody, including you. I can't believe you'd be this stupid.
Who's shitting on me? I'm not going to let anybody shit on me.
He's going to use your ass and throw you away. God, I would have died for you.
So what am I supposed to do? He asked me out and I like him. If I hate him because he's got money, just listen to me. If I hate him because he's got money, that's the exact same thing as them hating us because we don't. Do you understand?
You can't do this and respect yourself. You can't.
Well, I'll make that decision, all right?
Sure, you can do what you want.
You know, you're talking like that just because I'm going out with Blaine.
Blaine? His name is Blaine? Oh, that's a major appliance. That's not a name.
Because I'm going out with Blaine doesn't mean I can't be friends with you. I mean, it doesn't change the way I feel about you.
Oh, that's very nice. I'm glad. Here's the point, Annie. I'm not particularly concerned with whether or not you like me. Because I live to like you, and I can't like you anymore. So when you get your heart splattered all over hell and you're feeling really low and dirty, don't look to me to help pump you back up, because maybe for the first time in your life, I won't be there.
I can't believe you're actually saying this.
Well, I guess that's just tough shit.
Sorry.
Guy.
Oh, he's a friend of mine. I've known him since I was a kid. He's a really nice guy.
Yeah?
Yeah, I like him a lot.
So, do you want to go home and change?
I don't like it. I already did.
Sorry.
Okay.
Oh.
So, where are we going?
Yeah, for a party? Yeah? No, maybe?
No, I don't think so.
Why?
Why?
Well, they're my friends. It's okay.
That's it. They're your friends.
I wouldn't take it if I didn't think they'd accept you.
Well, can't we just go somewhere else?
Hey, Andy, I like you. I think you like me. I mean, both know there's a lot of bullshit that goes on, but if you're above it, I'm above it. If you want to make anything out of this, whatever, we got to deal with it, right?
Yeah.
Come on, I got as much to lose as you. We can go out with your friends if you want. Go crawl under a rock.
if you want. Choice. You go hang gliding. You like hang gliding?
I've never been hang gliding.
Well, not first for everything. It's a bad time we leave.
Dinner party, honey.
Marcia.
Hey, Blaine. How you doing?
Hey, Kev. What's up?
Hey, party.
I can't believe I actually associated with these people, huh?
I can't believe that I'm actually here.
Pretty bad, yeah?
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
I'm sorry. Hey, let's go upstairs, huh?
Look, I didn't come here to get you off, okay? That was not my idea.
Hey, come on, that is not what I meant. I haven't even tried to kiss you, have I? Look, it's quiet up there, okay? These hands will remain in these pockets, I swear to God. Look at me here. Come on. I'm utterly defenseless. And utterly foolish. Come on. What do you think of these carpets, huh?
Bad.
Hey, Blaine.
Kev.
How you doing?
All right. I'll get another room.
No. Come on. I'm just watching some tins here. So, who you got with you here, Blaine?
Andy. This is Steph. Steph, Andy.
Oh, well, it's very nice to meet you, Andy. Listen, you want to come sit down? Or you want the bed, is it?
No.
Well, please come in and have a drink. Let's go. Can I get you something? I mean, this is my last serious party of my high school career. Hope you guys are going to tough it out until Sunday, at least, when the folks get home. I think this one may just finally kill the old son of a bitch, Blaine.
Another giant step away from virginity, I know.
You were a slut, aren't you, Ben?
Am I having a nightmare?
We got guests.
I know you. You're in my calculus class. Jim. Your name's Jim?
Oh, you are worthless, aren't you?
You and your friends gave me a lot of shit the other day.
Everybody gives you shit.
Take it easy, Benny, huh?
And this is Steph's party, Blaine. Don't tell me what to do.
Steph?
I mean, you shouldn't be allowed to invite just anybody. Steph. She's gonna ruin my night.
Shut up, Benny.
You're a faggot, Blaine.
Okay, listen, Benny. Why don't we let's just leave them with the room,
why?
Okay? And you will get you something to eat, all right?
Oh, you've got what I want.
Some ribs or something. Listen, you guys enjoy yourselves, and we'll see you later, maybe.
I doubt it.
You all right?
Fine. All right. You're an asshole.
All right.
I don't want to know what you are.
I think it'll take to throw up somewhere. Listen, enjoy yourself, Mom.
Here.
They're kind of jerks when they drink, huh? Bad idea.
Can you just get me out of here now?
Look, I don't want to take you home. I mean, I'd like to be with you, if not here, somewhere else, anywhere you want. I'm sorry, what can I say? I made a mistake. I overestimated my friends. I'm sorry. What, you want to hit me?
Yes, I do.
Be my guest.
If I really have it solid for a girl, I'll ride by her house on my bike. I'll do it like 100 times in a day. It's intense.
You ever park?
I'm kind of a drive-by kind of guy.
Coke.
Give me your address. I'll put you on my rap. Okay, you're gonna have to help me out here. You know, someday that girl's gonna realize just what she missed. Come on, don't stop. Give me more. Yeah.
Hi. Prince Charming wimp out.
No, he's at the bar. Ducky?
Ooh.
He's soaking.
He's not gonna ride his bike past your house anymore.
Ducky, you're being a real jerk. How'd he get in here anyway?
I said he was my kid.
How come you're here?
I've been trying to figure that out all night.
I'll make this for you.
Yeah, gross, huh?
You lost the love and you lost me. 6 paperback books and a dying tree. You lost the love and you lost me. 6 paperback books and a dying tree.
Hi. Thanks. You met Iona, didn't you?
Not formally. Hi, Blaine.
And that's Ducky Dale over there behind the glasses.
Hi, Ducky.
Philip F. Dale, you dumb one.
So where are you guys
been? Oh, a friend of mine was having a party.
Oh, how adorable.
Yeah, it was a little intense.
Oh, wait, you had an intense party?
No, it was a friend of mine's, I said.
Ducky, shut up.
What's the problem?
This is a classic piece of work here.
Ducky, please.
Phil?
Hey, Phil, I think you're making Andy uncomfortable. Why don't you just knock it off? What's the problem?
I devoted my life to the girl. This guy, he comes in one day and thinks he knows it. That's funny. You should give David Letterman a ring sometime. I'm sure he'd book you in a minute.
Phil, would you like us to leave?
Yes, very perceptive. And look at the manners on this guy. This was a treat, really. Thanks a million. You're a great couple of kids, real.
You know, I can't believe I actually felt bad for you tonight with hard little dwarf. See ya.
Nice meeting you. See you later.
Sorry.
No problem.
Good feeling.
You're an asshole.
Hey, blow me, but while I'm coming from you, I take that as a compliment. Andy! Yo! You've been replaced.
Sorry.
now.
I gotta get up early. Why don't we just forget it?
What, home? Hey, you wanna go to my house?
No, thanks.
You wanna eat?
No.
What do you wanna do? Anything.
Why don't you just drop me off the tracks? You know, I can
tracks?
Find... It's real close to where I live.
Well, it's late. I'll just drop you home.
But
you wanna go home, I'll drop you home.
No, but I have something I have to do there.
Now? Come on, it's late. You wanna go home, I'll drop you home. It's fine.
I don't want you to take me home.
Okay, let's go out.
No,
go on, anywhere you want, anything you want to do.
I don't
want
to go out.
You don't want to go out, you don't want to go home, what do you want to do, Andy?
I don't want you to take me home.
Wait, I'm missing something. I'm not a jerk here. I don't understand what you're saying. Wait a minute,
go.
Don't walk away.
No,
wait a minute, I'm
just
talking.
Please, I just don't want you.
Why?
Don't you understand
no,
me?
No, I don't. At all,
will you
obviously.
Listen to me? I don't want you to take me home.
Okay, why? What is the problem?
Because I don't want you to see where I live, okay?
What?
I'm sorry, forget it. Sorry for bumming out the night for you.
Didn't bum out anything. Had a great time.
Liar.
I was with you. I had a great time. If I was in a Turkish prison, I'd have a great time with you.
I don't know. It's just too weird for me, you know? Maybe this shouldn't happen.
What, you and me? Well, you know, maybe it doesn't happen all the time, but it doesn't mean it isn't right, right? Doesn't mean you can't try. Feel any better if I asked you to the prom? I mean, I know the prom's kind of lame, so if you don't want to go, it's really no big deal.
This guy.
His name's Blaine, and he's a senior. He's so beautiful. he's a Richie.
A what-y?
A Richie. It's kind of stupid. It's just his family has a lot of money.
Oh, well, is that a problem?
I don't know. It's just weird. You know, his friends have a lot of money, and he has a lot of money. He drives a BMW. I don't know. I'm not really sure if they're going to accept me.
Well, what does that mean? I mean, you like him, he likes you. What his friends think shouldn't make any difference.
Yeah, but it's not just his friends. It's my friends, too. It's everybody. I'm just not real secure about it.
Well, so take the heat. I mean, you like him, he likes you. It's worth it.
Is it?
Well, isn't it?
You're right. I'm just overreacting, aren't I?
Well, not necessarily. I mean, a good kiss can scramble anybody's brains. Look, just don't worry about it, you know? And wait and see how you feel tomorrow. Good night.
Good night, thanks.
Mm-hmm. It's my baby. Honey? Wait a minute. Could I ask you something?
Yeah.
Yeah, sometimes I feel a little sorry that I'm the one you have to talk to about these things.
I'm not. She couldn't have said it any better than you. Mean it.
Yeah.
Do you feel it in your knees?
I felt it everywhere.
Strong lips. Talk about lips. I mean, I'm old enough to be his mother, but when the duck laid that kiss on me last night, I swear to God, my thighs just went up in flames. You must practice on melons or something.
Is this your prom dress?
Believe it or not.
Oh, it's great.
Silly.
It's a great material. You know, I'm going to prom.
Stop it!
Oh, I am. Last night he asked me. I don't know, I said yes. Sounds really weird. That's kind of fun.
You were here for 15 minutes and you didn't even tell me.
Oh, but I really, really wanted to go.
Lucky girl. Another dreamy dream.
I have to leave.
Oh, why can't we start old and get younger? I envy you. I really envy you.
Iona, you're gonna OD on nostalgia.
I love the big chill. I love this dress.
It's a great dress.
Yeah. My mother bought it for me. God, she's so happy. It was the first and last time I ever looked normal, you know, relatively speaking. Would have been a fairy tale if my dad hadn't been the only one at the prom with a wife and two kids. You want to try it on? I bet it looked great on you. I mean, your butt is 15 years younger than mine. I mean, I used to have a great butt. I did. I loved my butt. I wish I had photographs of it. You want to try this on?
No, not right now.
Oh, yeah, you gotta go. I gotta get rid of myself.
You're going out?
Yeah, new guy. Terrence owns a pet shop. We'll see what happens.
Have fun.
Give Mr. Perfecto a squeeze for me.
Oh, I will.
Hey, listen up. If you see a little duck man, be kind.
this nurse with some fairly serious wounds. Okay?
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye. Hey, you know, we're going for sushi. Do you think this is too much?
Bye.
I thought that was very uncool of you last night, Ben.
What?
What?
You mean Andy?
Yeah, I mean Andy.
What's the big deal? I like her. Matter of fact, I was pissed off at you guys for being so nasty to her.
It was way out of order for you to foist her on the party.
Steph, you hear yourself? You hear the same asshole shit I hear?
What, do I have to spell it out for you, Blaine?
I guess so.
Nobody appreciates your sense of humor, you know. As a matter of fact, everybody's just about to puke from you. You know, if you got a hard-on for trash, don't take care of it around those pal,
right? Right, buddy.
Listen, I don't need a lot of shit on this one, Blaine, all right? I really don't.
Money all that matters to you.
Where the hell does that come from? Well, look around. Would I treat my parents' house like this if money was any kind of issue? Well, why are you doing this, you know? Why don't you just nail her and get it over with? You know, why are you getting involved?
Is there something wrong with that?
I just think it's stupid, you know? It's pointless. You know? And your parents, I think they'll be thrilled.
They have nothing to do with it.
Really?
Yeah.
I've seen your mother go to work on you, Blaine, you know? It's vicious. And when Bill and Joyce get through with you, you won't know whether shit to go sailing. Listen, I'm getting really bored with this conversation, all right, Blaine? You know, if you want your little piece of low-grade ass, fine, take it, you know. But if you do, you're not going to have a friend.
Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, if you want to make the choice, go ahead and make it, all right? I personally wouldn't trash a friendship over it, but, hey, I'm old-fashioned, so. Why don't you take a shower? You look like shit.
2 weeks ago, somebody told me that I'd be going out with you. I never would have believed them.
Why? I'm not all that bad.
No, but...
What about me and you?
You know, it's so insane that somebody you've never met, never talked to, can be your enemy.
Yep. You shouldn't meet my parents, then.
Okay.
Well, I mean, they're not ogres, but... I think they still believe in arranged marriages. Corporate families replace royal families. I'm the crown prince of McDonough Electric.
It's relevant.
No. I could just tell them all to go to hell.
Tell them to go to hell.
Everyone. Friends, parents.
All of them.
All of them. What about you?
If somebody doesn't believe in me, I can't believe in them.
You don't lie, do you?
I don't have to lie.
This is gonna happen. Okay, I really want this to happen.
can help you.
I'm fine, thank you.
Something for the prom?
Just looking.
Yeah, well, if you need anything...
Mother, it looks like I should be standing on top of a wedding cake.
Oh, darling, don't I wish.
But I hate this material, and by the way, I cannot stand baby blue.
Well, do you know where he is? Okay, well then, if he calls or comes home, can you just tell him to call me?
Who is this lady?
Andy.
Who?
Andy.
Well, yes. Could I have your number?
Yeah, no, he has the number.
Well, fine. I'll leave him a note, dear.
Okay, thanks. Bye. Where the hell is he?
He'll fall in love, Ace. He just won't like it. It's very complicated.
Andy!
Come in.
Hi.
Hi, Daddy.
Got your stuff.
What is it?
Oh, just a little something I picked up for you. Ta-da. I know it's a little busy, but I know you can make something out of it if you need to.
Wow.
Yeah. Do you like it?
It's a beautiful color.
Yeah?
It's really pretty.
God, it reminds me so much of your mom. You know, she always wore pink. And she looked so beautiful in it.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
Daddy?
What?
I just want you to know I really appreciate this. You know, I think I can make something out of it. Can I ask you something?
Sure. What?
Where'd you get the money to pay for this?
Well, it wasn't that much. I had some money.
From your new job?
Yeah, from my new job.
I came home before work on Wednesday and your car was in the driveway.
Mm-hmm.
No, you didn't have to lie to me.
Yes, I did.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did. I had a line on something and I missed the appointment.
Oh, why'd you miss the appointment?
It slipped my mind.
It didn't slip your mind. You didn't want the job. You just went to the counselor because I forced you to. Am I right?
Yeah, what's your point, Andy?
My point is you just didn't go.
You're saying I deliberately missed the appointment?
Yes.
Is this how you feel about me?
Yes.
Well, I didn't know this.
Well, now you do.
Oh, you know everything now, huh? You're 18 and you've got a scholarship and grown up and free. And I'm just an ignorant son of a bitch that never gave you anything.
Hey, I never asked for anything.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Why can't you just forget her?
It's late. You got school.
No, don't walk out on this. Will you please just listen to me? Please?
I've already been through this, Andy.
Sure, you go through it every day. You're still going through it. Why can't you just realize that she's gone and she's not going to come back? She's never coming back.
Shut up!
Why can't you accept it? She's just gone. Why can't you accept it?
Because I love her, that's why.
Well, I loved her too, you know. She just didn't love us back. Okay, she tried. I don't know, she just couldn't handle it. I'm sorry.
I knew it. I knew it all along. I mean, when I was 5, I felt it. Remember she didn't come home that time? I knew it then. I knew why. I was 14, and I knew it. You were 50, and you didn't. You know, you can't go on living every day in the past. She left us, Daddy. We didn't leave her. There was nothing we could do about it. It just happened.
Since when's a daughter supposed to know more than her father? I've just been a blind fool. Oh.
And you're a blind fool that needs a shave, too.
And I need a shave. Well, we better get to bed. You got school. And I got to hit the A2 because I got a few things I got to do tomorrow. I would have got you some shoes, but I didn't know your size.
Call me. Oh, I got nailed for the stable thing. I guess the groom's horse is against club rules.
I called you 3 times and I left messages.
Yeah? Well, I didn't get on my family. They're irresponsible about that stuff, you know?
I waited for you this morning.
Yeah? Where?
Parking lot. I saw you and I thought that you saw me.
No.
What about prom, Blaine?
Oh, Andy, I'm having a bad day. Can we talk later?
No. What about prom?
Come on, why don't we just meet after school?
No! What about prom?
Andy, come on.
Just say it.
What?
Just say it. I want to hear you say it.
Andy, please, all right?
I want to hear you say it.
A month ago, I asked somebody else and I forgot.
You liar!
I'm not lying.
Tell me.
What?
Tell me.
What do you want to hear?
Just tell me.
What?
You're ashamed to be seen with
no,
me.
No, I am
You're
not.
Ashamed to go not. Out with me. You're afraid.
No,
you're terrified your goddamn rich friends want to prove. Just say it. Just tell me the truth.
You don't understand that it has nothing at all to do with you. Andy.
Andy.
Just take off, Steph, please.
Well, listen, any girl that did that to me, I would not be too jazzed to hold on to, Blaine. It's not worth it, man. I told you it wasn't going to work, you know? The girl was, is, and will always be nada.
You got a problem, friend? Terrence.
Oh, headshot, right?
Yeah, among other things. She's in the bedroom getting ready. You might want to go in there and tell her to shake her tail feather when late.
Okay. Anna?
Music and passion.
Nice to meet you.
They fell in love. Copa. Cabana, yellow feather, she was a showgirl.
Iona?
Hi, honey, I'm in here.
Laugh and I'll deck you.
What happened?
Either it's all those drugs I took in the 60s, or I am really in love. What do you think? Honestly.
Honestly, I think you look great.
Oh, I look like a mother.
No. Well, yeah, a little, but that's okay. You look happy.
I am. It's weird, but I... Do you meet him?
Yeah.
He's a yappy, but he's so nice. He's employed. He's heterosexual. I swear to God, I'm so far ahead of the game. Next time you see me, I'll probably be picking out my China patterns. Are you all right? No, you're not. What, did I blow your mind?
No, it's not it.
Is it boy chop? The worst.
Way beyond. He backed out on me. He said he asked somebody else and he forgot about it. I can't believe it. I can't believe it. I'm so humiliated. Could kill them, I swear. You know, I just walked right into it.
No, no. Oh, love is awful, isn't it? It's okay.
You remember when I, and when you said that if I wanted your prom dress, I could have it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I need it. I want it.
What for?
I just need it.
Okay. Seriously.
Now, the first, your guy's gonna fall to the floor when he comes in.
No, he won't.
The hell he's not.
No, he really won't. He's not coming.
What?
It's okay. I'm gonna go.
Alone?
Yeah, I'm not sad about it. I'm not hurt. I mean, you know, I am hurt a little bit. But I know if I don't do it, I'll just feel a lot worse. I'm just gonna go in, walk out, and come home.
You sure?
I just want to let them know that they didn't break me.
Anybody's ready to go upstairs and get serious, just let me know.
We've only been here an hour.
We can go up and come back down again, Benny, all right?
Can you look at this suite?
It's $300 a night, Benny. It's not going to be a palace, okay?
I think we should stay for a while. I'm not going to stay this weekend for much longer. Come on, it's kind of the end, okay?
I don't give a shit what you do.
You're looking at it.
Oh, wow, you look great.
Thanks. You look stunning, really. It's breathtaking. No, and listen, I want you to know, despite my appearance at this function, I remain now and will always be a duck man.
I mean, I admire you.
Oh, yes, if you wish. Now.
Dumped her. She certainly went out and found herself what I'd have to say is probably the most interesting date in her generation.
Steph,
buy everything, Steph. You couldn't buy her, though. That's what's killing you, isn't it? Steph. That's it, Steph. She thinks you're shit. And deep down, you know she's right. I'm sorry.
It's done. It's over with. I'm fine.
Oh, well, if that's true, then I'm glad.
It's not true. It doesn't matter, does it?
You told me you couldn't believe in somebody who didn't believe in you. I believed in you. Always believed in you. You just didn't believe in me. I love you.
Go to him now. I'm never going to take you to another prom ever again. You hear me? I mean, this is an incredibly romantic moment, and you're ruining it for me.
Becky.
Go ahead.
Wasn't she here?
isn't she pretty and clear? The one who insists he was first in the line is the last to remember her name. He's walking around in this dress that she wore. She's young, but the joke's the same. Pretty and pink, isn't she? Pretty and pink.